Welcome to the Advent Collective. A daily reflection drawing from Bible passages that are commonly read in this season of Advent. Our hope is that it will help us to grow as we live out our faith in the everyday moments of life.
Welcome to the Advent Collective, day 13. I'm Tom, married to Clarissa, and dad to Hannah, Theo, and Phoebe. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had your house extended or ever had some building works done to your home? A few years ago, in my previous church, we had a major building refurbishment. And at the beginning of the project, I really thought it was so exciting. It signalled so much change, the kind of beginning of a new era. But if I'm honest, there was a moment when I thought, what have we done? This was when the whole building was gutted, right back to the bare bricks. The floor had been removed, old wires and pipes were dangling from the ceiling. The old was gone, the present was unrecognisable. And the future? Well, that seemed to be contained in architectural drawings, engineers' plans, and in the hearts of the team that were making it happen. It's a bit like when Kevin MacLeod from the TV show Grand Designs appears in the middle of a building project and starts wandering around, pointing out the spiralling costs and shakes his head at the inevitable big delays. And then he interviews the formerly happy couple who are now living in a caravan next to a building site. In some senses, today's Advent passages describe a similar situation for the people of God. They're in that place just without Kevin MacLeod or the caravan. Zechariah chapter 8, verses 1 to 8 is a deeply encouraging, hope-filled account of a number of prophetic sayings that the prophet Zechariah shared with God's people. Now, Jerusalem is really significant to the Jewish people. And the central piece was the temple, the very epicentre of God's presence. And the reason for their despondency was but that by the time that we get to the books of Zechariah and Haggai, known as part of the Minor Prophets, we learn that after God's people return to Jerusalem from exile, they find it a wreck, a total shell of what it was. The most significant city to the Jewish people was decimated and the temple was destroyed. So how would they rebuild the temple and how would Jerusalem be restored? When faced with the wreckage, rubble and people in the land who have a touch of the Kevin MacLeods about them, kind of pointing out you'll never do it, it was no surprise the people of God are downcast. But then God speaks. In chapter 8, verse 3, he says, "This is what the Lord says, I will return to Zion and dwell in Jerusalem. Then Jerusalem will be called the faithful city, and the mountain of the Lord Almighty will be called the holy mountain." God promises that he will return to Jerusalem. In fact, Zechariah 9:9 says, he says this, "See, your king comes to you righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey." It talks of Palm Sunday, when Jesus will enter victoriously into Jerusalem. It's part of a bigger plan, God's rescue of his people. And once again, Jerusalem will be front and centre. These words dripped with hope at a time when it seems as though everything was stacked against God's people. As we come to the end of 2020, we can look back on these past 12 months and say without doubt, all of us have been affected by the coronavirus. Whether you've had COVID-19 or not, it's disrupted the way we live our lives. And as we approach Christmas, it's affected that too. We're very used to being in control of our lives. We're used to getting out the yearly calendar and making our plans. We're used to booking our holidays and organising our lives. But it's in these moments when our plans lie in tatters and it seems like everything is totally up in the air. In that place of deep vulnerability, I think we have a choice. We try and take control of our lives, fix our lives, or we can surrender our lives to God. And this in some way comes to the very heart of the Christian gospel. Who really is in control of our lives? When everything is stripped away and our hearts are exposed, there's an invitation to lean deeply into God's promises, as Zechariah encourages the people of God to do. Let's pray. Father, in this Advent season, I pray that all of us listening to this will lean into you, into your promises, that you're with us, that you will come back for us, that we're never alone. So Holy Spirit, will you come right now? Fill us afresh this day. May we overflow with the hope that comes from being so intimately close with you. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thank you.